Walgreens. There was no seminal meeting or epiphany moment, no one big bright light that came on like a light bulb. It was sort of an evolution thing. Wells Fargo. It wasn't a single switch that was thrown at one time. Little by little, the themes became more apparent and stronger. When Carl became CEO, there wasn't any great wrenching. Dick led one stage of evolution and Carl the next, and it just proceeded smoothly, rather than an abrupt shift. When teaching this point, that there is no miracle moment, I sometimes use an example from outside my research that perfectly illustrates the idea. The UCLA Bruins basketball dynasty of the 1960s and early 1970s. Most basketball fans know that the Bruins won 10 NCAA championships in 12 years, at one point assembling a 61-game winning streak under the legendary coach John Wooden. But do you know how many years Wooden coached the Bruins before his first NCAA championship? 15. From 1948 to 1963, Wooden worked in relative obscurity before winning his first championship in 1964. Year by year, Coach Wooden built the underlying foundations, developing a recruiting system, implementing a consistent philosophy, and refining the full-court press style of play. No one paid too much attention to the quiet, soft-spoken coach and his team until wham, they hit breakthrough and systematically crushed every serious competitor for more than a decade. Like the Wooden dynasty, lasting transformations from good to great follow a general pattern of build-up followed by breakthrough. In some cases, the build-up to breakthrough stage takes a long time, in other cases, a shorter time. At Circuit City, the build-up stage lasted 9 years. At Nucor, 10 years, whereas at Gillette it took only 5 years, at Fannie Mae only 3 years, and at Pitney Bowes about 2 years. But no matter how short or long it took, every good-to-great transformation followed the same basic pattern, accumulating momentum, turn by turn of the flywheel, until build-up transformed into breakthrough.